SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Special Events, Special Editions, featuring today a glimpse of the 1982 Swiss Music Festival at Zofingen.
Zofingen is a very attractive little town in German-speaking Switzerland. It is a community which demonstrates both admirable skill and talent in carefully preserving its historical past and initiative endeavors to develop its full potential in dealing with the problems and challenges of our time. For this reason, Zofingen was chosen to play host to the 1982 Festival of the Swiss Musicians Association, and thus for 3 days became a focal point of Swiss music life and the scene of an interesting experiment. The Swiss Musicians Association is the key professional organization in classical music in Switzerland, and its annual music festivals are intended to show the creative efforts which are being made in this field. For 1982, the scope was broadened to embrace also other areas of creative, above all improvisational music making, such as jazz, rock, and folk music. Therefore, the association asked the Swiss Musicians Cooperative and the National Music Council of Switzerland to participate in the organization of this unique event. Our program features excerpts of some of the highlights reflecting the extraordinary diversity of the 1982 festival. On the first day, a concert was given for school children and high school students, endeavoring to familiarize them with different kinds of improvisational music. Among the performers were a trio composed of well-known avant-garde musicians such as pianist-composer Urs Peter Schneider, clarinetist Jörg Hager, and bassist Jörg Wildberger, improvising on the spur of the moment. On the other hand, folk singer and instrumentalist Claude Rocha not only presented traditional folk sounds, but added new modern sound dimensions. Thank you. a work by Swiss composer Boris Merson, rhythmic etudes for a string quartet and jazz trio, presented an excursion into what some 25 years ago was an adventurous concept of merging jazz with classical music, later known also as third stream music. Merson's composition was interpreted by the Geneva String Quartet together with three leading members of the jazz band of the French-Swiss radio and television, Luc Hoffmann clarinet, Staff Comp drums, and Max Hediger bass, and proved to have remained astonishingly fresh and alive. Touch of musical nostalgia, evoking tongue-in-cheek memories of bygone European salon and coffeehouse music, was offered by the French-Swiss group Les Gais Lutrins, with amusing pieces such as this clever medley à la Victor Borghi. Very different was the improvised performance of organist Heinz Reber and classical cellist Thomas de Menga of Bern, who, by making use of modern electronic devices for their improvisations, provided an exciting, though to many rather unusual, framework for an ecumenical church service, the first such service ever held for Catholics and Protestants in Zofingen. The Swiss-German radio had used the opportunity of the Zofingen Music Festival to organize a nationwide competition for compositions for the radio big band and additional musical performers from any field of the composer's choice. Out of 33 entries, a work by Swedish trombonist Runo Eriksson, who lives in Switzerland, was awarded first prize, Small Music for My Soul, for two instrumental choirs and soloists, Ingrid Frauhiger female voice, and Swedish jazz clarinetist Putte Wickman. Swiss jazz composer Manny Planzer produced for the Zofingen Festival a work conceived for classical and jazz musicians improvising singly and collectively as an ensemble called Art Hybris. The music was based on hours of joint improvisation and rehearsal, to which were added noted down parts by the composer. Probably the most time-consuming performance in its preparation, the work proved to be a true challenge to the performers and a fascinating musical experience for the listeners. We're going to hear three short excerpts which illustrate different facets of the music. First, from the movement Sanfoniada, a lively and melodious ensemble piece leading into a solo on an ancient folk instrument, the hurdy-gurdy. From the movement Serida, a thoughtful passage of contemporary music for wind instruments and strings. And finally, from the movement Martinenko, a dissonant explosion of the orchestra leading into alto and piano solos. We we close this panoramic view of some of the highlights of the 1982 music festival at Zofingen, organized by the Swiss Musicians Association in collaboration with the Swiss Musicians Cooperative and the Swiss Music Council, and devoted to a creative encounter between classical music and other types of music such as jazz, rock, and folk, especially in their improvised forms, with a number by the Basel Madrigalists, a 16-piece choir which, in addition to its fine performances of classical madrigals and contemporary choral music, presented a work for choir and jazz group by Gerhard Wimberger of a melody by 16th century Hans Sachs, Der Maien, The Month of May. Their performance once again proved that in our time the artificial barriers between the different forms of music are breaking down, and that from those encounters new and exciting musical creations may emerge.
Yeah.
This program on the 1982 Swiss Music Festival at Zofingen was presented in the series Special Events, Special Editions, which is part of the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's transcription series Musica Helvetica.